Andrea Cervi, Fred Film Radio. We're at Venice, at the Venice Film Market, with Joanna Vicente of New Media Center of New York, International Film
Project. Yes.
Thank you. Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks.
You were here as a panelist yesterday at the market, at the Venice Film Market, but I would like to talk to you about what the New Media Center of New York does, which is your functions.
Yes, so the Made in New York Media Center is an initiative that we started with in partnership with the City of New York, with the Mayor's Office for Media and Entertainment and the Economic Development Corporation for New York City. And so we built this place. It's a 20,000 square feet facility with a theater, a cafe, exhibition space, classrooms, and then we have an incubator for startup companies that are working kind of at the intersection of media and tech. Mm-hmm. So virtual reality projects, games, apps, platforms, and then also people working on content. And we're bringing people together from different backgrounds with different skill sets to promote innovation and help them get their businesses going and their projects.
And how does the access to that spaces work? You have to enlist, you have to subscribe, you have to... How does it work?
So you apply and you explain what your idea is and... what is the business plan and what how do you think that the media center can help you and what are the benefits of being part of that community. And then based on the quality of the project and the viability, we select the projects. We also have a community space for people who just need a working space to be part of a community but are not kind of on a path to get a project done or a company set up, and that's kind of an easier way to enter and work out of there.
And how many projects does the center follow every year, for example?
So we've had, so far, we started 2 years ago, and we've had 100 startups going through the center. Some are still there. So we have room for around 75 to 100, mm-hmm. And then in the community space we can have up to 150 people because they don't come every day; they just come every now and then. And then we offer a lot of different benefits from potential fellowships, grants. We have experts in residence, we have mentors, and then we have also classes that that kind of can help, you know, depending on what people need, they can take the classes that make sense for them.
You are a professional of the movie industry, and I have a general question for you. What do you think it is the biggest challenge that a film producer has to face nowadays in order to have his film made? In this world, I mean, as the world of production is now.
Yeah, so I started as a producer. I produced a number of films, I think over 40, and some of them have been at the Biennale.
Good. So you know what you're talking about.
So I know what I'm talking about. But, you know, things have changed, and actually it's not that hard to get a film made. Because you can get a film made with very little money. There are wonderful cameras now that cost almost nothing. You can make a film with a small crew. You can have access to talent. To talented actors who also want to break into the film industry. I think the toughest thing is to make a really good film.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.